Comments, remarks to the members of Players Incorporated in the Rose Garden, March 6, 1952.
Service, and they have become students of drama with us and then went out to tour the United States, have been out for 3 years. Now they want to go back to their buddies that are in Japan and Korea, to Korea if possible, to entertain, and it's a great thrill for us. Unfortunately, the three young ladies were not Wax or Waves or Spars, but they'll add the necessary glamour, I'm sure, Mr. President. And we're most grateful to you, and each one of the Players Incorporated group wants to say thank you for the privilege of meeting with you today before we go over next week.
Thank you very much, Father. I hope you have a successful trip, and these young ladies can always remedy the situation by becoming soldiers' wives.
Very good.
They no doubt will in time to come.
Very good.
Because there's hardly a young man in this country now who is not a veteran of some war. I'm a veteran of a war myself, but I'm too old for the purpose mentioned. I hope you have a most...
I think you'd make a good actor for us. We'd like to have you for that.
Well, I'll let that part of the business stay in the part of the family that has it, and that's my daughter.
True. That's true.
I hope you have a most successful trip, and you're doing a great thing. It's wonderful. You know, it's the inclination of our people to neglect things that are not on the biggest scale in the world. And I fear very much that our servicemen in Korea have been somewhat neglected under conditions like you're trying to remedy. And I'm so glad that you're going over there to remedy them. Because what those young men are doing over there is keeping us out of a condition which would be all out. They're helping to prevent a third world war. And their morale is great. They're wonderful people. They've kept us out of a third world war so far, and I think they're going to keep us out entirely. So when you go over there, you give them my greetings and tell them that there's one man in the United States and appreciates entirely what they're doing.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you so much.
All right.
Mr. President,